for the purpose of a work session on Senate Bill 5545, the Oregon Judicial Department, and I call on Ms. Robin Lamont to walk us through the work session recommendations.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, you have the LFO recommendations in front of you. I will start and walk my way through the packages. The first policy package is a little bit confusing, and I apologize for that. In my attempt to follow what was on the Orbitz report, it creates a bit of a funny-looking package. But in essence, if you look at the Orbitz report, there was $13 million that was taken out as a result of the failure of ballot measure 30. Then the governor's budget took out $64 million. That included the $13 million, and then the $13 million was restored. Mm-hmm. So the net effect of the restoration of the $13 million is zero because you are replacing something that had been restored. And that gets us to the heart of what we're really talking about here, which is the governor's unspecified reduction to judicial branch agencies, which is in Package 810, which is $24.7 million. Then LFO went in and took out all of the Chief Justice's general fund policy packages, which is $39.6 million, which eliminates 53 positions and 28.99 FTE. And I would like to read a comment, if you wouldn't mind, Madam Chair.
Certainly.
The policy packages you see above include Package 102 with 942,679 general fund and 9 positions and 7.75 FTE that continue staff support and funding for drug courts. This represents drug court support that is currently grant funded. The grants will expire during the 2005-07 biennium. If the legislature passes legislation to address the methamphetamine crisis using drug courts, consideration should be given to funding those existing drug courts out of the resources allocated for the methamphetamine effort.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to page 2. There were technical adjustments to policy package 112. Judicial Department had the following adjustments: a Bureau of Justice Assistance Drug Court grant in the amount of $497,863 federal funds, a child support intergovernmental agreement with the Department of Justice in the amount of $300,000 other funds, and a juvenile accountability block grant in the amount of $497,863 other funds. There are 10 positions and 8.41 FTE associated with the grants, and the Judicial Department had prior approval. Package 811 is the co-chair restoration of the governor's unspecified reduction to the Chief Justice maintenance level budget. This is a restoration to the $24 million that I indicated on page 1 in item B.
Yes.
And so the co-chairs restored $19 million of that $24.7 million reduction. The co-chairs, and I would like to read another comment, Madam
Please.
Chair. The co-chairs agreed to allow the Judicial Department to retain the approximately $1.9 million in savings from the reduced PERS rate and did not require a 3% reduction to services and supplies and capital outlay. These decisions mitigated the approximately $5.7 million general fund gap between the Chief Justice maintenance level budget and the co-chair restoration. The remaining gap is $3.9 million and 21.22 FTE. The co-chairs expect that the Judicial Department will manage its caseload with these resources and will not eliminate services for those programs that rank lower on the Chief Justice's priority ranking. In particular, the co-chairs expect that small claims will receive the same level of service as all other civil actions. And with that, Madam Chair, approval of the LFO recommendations would result in a total agency budget of $302,681,608 total funds, 1,838.75 FTE.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Lamont. Senator Winters, I will
yes.
take a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the LFO recommendation that results in a total agency budget of $302,681,608 total funds and 1,838.75 FTE.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? The motion is approved.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, LFO did review the ending balance, the other funds ending balance for the Judicial Department. The department projects a 2,507 other funds ending balance of $1.1 million and a non-limited other funds ending balance of $1.5 million. These ending fund balances represent 3 months reserves for the other funds operating accounts and a 1.5-month reserve for the non-limited other funds collections account.
Senator Madam Chair, I move that we approve the ending fund balances as outlined by legislative fiscals.
Any discussion?
Just one thing, Madam Chair. Looking at what those are and what they represent, would legislative fiscal characterize those as minimally acceptable ending balances?
Madam Chair, Senator Devlin, I'm not sure I would characterize that in that way, but I would say that this is certainly a smaller ending balance than many other agencies retain.
And with that being noted, Ms. Lamont, I would ask that be described in the committee's report to the full committee.
And would you like that described, Madam Chair, in the pony?
In the pony.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you. Any objection to the motion? The motion is approved.
Attached to this LFO recommendation are the performance measures for the Judicial Department. These are new measures for this biennium. The subcommittee reviewed the performance measures and did not recommend any changes.
Madam Chair, I move the approval of the performance measures that are attached, which the subcommittee has previously approved.
Is there any discussion or objection? The motion is approved.
Madam Chair, the next item of business is to approve the -1 amendments that are attached. Those amendments incorporate House Bill 5042, which was the original Judicial Department budget bill, into Senate Bill 5545.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the -1 amendments that incorporate House Bill 5042 to the Judicial Department's budget bill, which is Senate Bill 55545.
Discussion? Objection. Motion is approved.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 5545 as with the -1 amendments to the full Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation.
I need to back up.
Oh, do you need to back up? Okay.
Madam Chair, members,
you
got ahead of
me.
There are amendments that insert the new dollar amounts, and would you like me to read them, Madam Chair?
If you would, please.
Section 1, General Fund, Subsection 1, Line 7, Operations, delete 297-771-753 and insert 256-236-244. Subsection 2, Line 8, Mandated Payments, delete 16249-549 and insert 12526573. Section 2, Other Funds, Line 10, delete 2350-5766 and insert 24308626. Section 4, Federal Funds, Line 23, delete 892247 and insert 1390110.
Now that I'm back on track. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 5545-1 as amended to the full Senate Budget Committee with the due pass recommendation.
Discussion? Objection? I'm going to ask Ms. Myers if you would call the roll, please.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Senator Richards?
Aye.
Senator Borley?
Aye. And the motion is approved, and I will carry the budget to the full committee. Is there any other business? Okay. Chief, glad to see you this afternoon, as always, and all of your staff. Again, we thank you so much for your full participation with us in getting the budget to this point. We're all holding good thoughts for the next few days, weeks, and no more than a month and a half.
Madam Chair, if I may, I want to thank you and the other committee and Mr. Long. It's been a delight working with you, and were it not Pistol Straits State is in, it would have been more fun, but your civility and your kindness on this season is
Thank you, Chief. Thank you very much. And thank you all. And I believe we're all looking forward to the celebration of the life and times of Mark Hatfield. So with that, we are adjourned.